Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Greg Bordonaro from the Hartford Business Journal joining us here on Brian and Company. A bunch of things to talk about. I touched on them a little bit briefly before. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. So the People's Bank Arena, it's on schedule to open up in mid-October. Is it going to move the needle?
I think it will move the needle in terms of attracting more shows and concerts in particular, partly because of the renovations, partly because OVG is taking over, is taking over management of the facility, and they have a new they'll have a new contract that goes into effect with the city and the Capital Region Development Authority, in which they'll share. They'll be responsible for losses. The Excel Center is traditionally, or now the People's Bank Arena has traditionally had $2 million deficits every year. Now those deficits are going to get absorbed by a private operator, OVG, but they'll also be able to take on the profits of the facility, at least the first $4 million in profits they get to keep, and then they'll split the rest after that. So they have a bigger incentive to make sure that there's more concerts. They also have connections with a lot of promoters to bring new concerts in, and we're already starting to see it. So right now in the current fiscal year, they've already got 15 shows booked compared to 6 to 8 annually is what they usually get in recent history, at least. And they expect to get that number up to 25 to 30 shows in the fiscal year annually. So, that would be a big jump, a big boost for downtown, particularly the restaurants and the other businesses there, and hopefully sort of restore, more vibrancy downtown.
Do we know what they need to sort of break even or even be in the black?
They haven't discussed what they need. So if they're doing 6 to 8 shows and they're losing about $2 million. I don't really know the math, to be honest. But if you double that number of shows, if you get to 25 to 30, which is their target, I'm sure that they'll make, at least probably around that $4 million profit is what they're trying to do.
Greg Bordonaro with the Hartford Business Journal joining us here in the Connecticut Business Blend. I've had conversations many times with Mayor Arunan about this, and I often don't understand why Hartford can't get a grocery store, and I think it disincentivizes some people, I think, to live there, but I don't know. I could be wrong. What did you guys find in your conversations about this?
Sure. So we HBJ recently had a real estate event, and one of our speakers there was Randy Salvatore, who's one of the most prominent apartment developers in Connecticut. He has projects, obviously, in Hartford and Stanford. And, he said something interesting there. And he's been trying to get a grocery store as part of his downtown sort of north development area around the ballpark where, construction is currently happening in the second phase of apartments there. He's already built a few hundred there. And he was, for a long time bullish on getting a grocery store downtown. But at a real estate conference just about a few weeks ago, he said, he doesn't think it's necessary anymore. He's had a lot of conversations to try to bring a grocery store to his development area there, and he keeps hearing no from people, mostly because there's still a lack of people in the downtown. You would need a large parking lot area in order to accommodate a grocery store because it can't be just a downtown population that feeds into this grocery store. You need to get the surrounding neighborhoods and also probably towns outside of Hartford, which, there's so many grocery stores around Hartford that I think it'd be tough for a draw downtown from, say West Hartford or something like that. The city is, and Randy also had mentioned that, the city of Stamford, which is much further along in terms of downtown apartment development. They've, you know, they've added over 10,000 apartments over the last 10 to 15 years. They have about 15,000 residents downtown, much more than Hartford has. And he's unable to find a grocery store that's willing to go there. New Haven, he pointed out, had a grocery store downtown. It relocated to another section in downtown New Haven, and after it reopened, it closed within 6 months. Even downtown New Haven doesn't have a grocery store. So this is not a Hartford issue. All the major cities in Connecticut, their downtowns are unable to attract it just because and it's all about demographics, getting a large enough sort of base to visit it. Yeah. He also says that there's less of a need for a grocery store downtown than there, especially because a lot of people go get deliveries. And now what the apartment buildings have is, you know how they have these sort of Amazon lockers in a lot of apartment buildings? They have now these cold storage buildings. So somebody come, you know, somebody delivers groceries, they put it in this sort of cold storage locker, and then residents come pick it up when they have the time to. So you don't necessarily have to be there when your groceries are delivered.
You know, I saw in Springfield, we got to move on to another issue. I saw they had a Big Y Express, which is sort of like a smaller footprint. And I don't know why that couldn't be replicated. And you could even do like your orders and deliveries from there. I don't know. I just feel like everything you say makes total sense. I still feel like Springfield was able to do that. So I don't know why we can't do that. But
the mayor of Hartford is still pursuing it. And there is an $8.5 million grant opportunity for an operator who wants to bring it to the northern section of Hartford, including near where Randy Salvatore's development is. So it's not totally off the table, given where that incentive is being offered.
Greg Bordinaro, Hartford Business Journal, joining us for the Connecticut Business Blend here on Brian and Company. Another, I have a huge bone to pick with the governor over relinquishing being able to mandate return to work for state workers. But in general, you know, employers want employees back in the office. You got an update on in terms of the relationship to the court as this is sort of battled in court?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Sure. You know, since the pandemic, obviously, there was a lot of remote work. But in the last, maybe say, 2 or 3 years, every September, there seems to be sort of either more employers bringing workers back to the office more days a week, or more employers going to a five-day in-office requirement. So we're in this next wave of sort of return to work. You know, we give an example of Lincoln Financial, which is in Hartford. They're increasing their in-office requirement from 2 days to 3 days. We're hearing a lot of other employers and insurance companies are doing the same thing. Overall, 53% of companies now require employees to be back to the office at least 3 days a week. That's up from 37% a year ago. So we're continuing to see that climb towards return to office. The big thing is the Connecticut Appellate Court recently had a major ruling. And basically, the conclusion is that employers don't have to accommodate requests for full-time remote work if the arrangements would eliminate essential job functions. So if somebody, for any reason, is requesting, you know, full-time remote work, but their job requires them to be in the office, employers do not necessarily have to give that accommodation, even if there is a disabilities situation happening, if their job requires some in-office work. So a lot of lawyers say that this sort of ruling will give employers even more comfort in requiring their workers to come back to the office without having to worry about some sort of legal repercussions.
You know, we only got like a minute. We talked about the nuts and bolts already about Marissa Gillette stepping down from Pura. and, you know, how she may not have been totally forthcoming in some of her testimony for renomination and so on and so forth. And obviously we know about the editorial thing that she maybe collaborated with some Democratic legislators. Well, any other thoughts on this and the state of this agency, which seems to be a total mess?
Well, you know, the thing about, you know, Lamont has come off as a pro-business governor. You know, the way he's handled PURA and, you know, sticking with Mercer Gillette, and, you know, I'm not here to defend the utilities, but, you know, every ratings agency, everybody says that Connecticut has the worst utilities regulatory environment in the U.S. I think that's a problem. And right now, utilities have backed off their investment in grid infrastructure and other parts of infrastructure in Connecticut. So I think the next step now is who is Governor Lamont going to nominate next? I think that's where all the eyes are. Is it going to be somebody who's more, you know, fair-minded? Is it going to be somebody's more pro-utilities? So I think that's really what the next step is here, because the no matter what anybody thinks about this, is that there needs to be a better regulatory environment here, because you can't have utilities not investing in infrastructure.
Got it. Greg, thanks so much. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.